an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Bruce filling in for Dr. Drew. We thought this might happen. The man literally did not have the balls to come in here tonight. He had his hernia surgery on Friday, early in the morning. I thought he'd be good enough to come back in here tonight, but evidently he's not. Dr. Bruce is filling in. Let me, Haley from Mr. Personality is here tonight, Monday nights, 9 o'clock on Fox. And hi, Haley.
Hi.
Haley's a girl, if you haven't figured that out. She's not Monica, and she's not any of the guys from Phantom. She is the beautiful woman who all the guys are vying for. So let's quickly do some Drew stuff, and then we'll get to Haley, and
great,
then we'll get to the calls. I have not spoken to Drew, although it crossed my mind many times this weekend I should call him and see how he's recovering from his surgery. I realize, though, I have his cell phone number, which he never answers, or it's a different cell phone or something like that. And then I have his pager number, which I always use, but I didn't feel like paging the guy when he was, laying on his deathbed.
Do you realize if you had that surgery, Drew would be at your bedside?
No, he would be not. He would not. He'd be at my bedside rifling through my wallet.
Checking your
insurance.
Trying
to run up my precious black card. And then I called his house, but I got his wife's machine, and it said the thing was full, so I just kind of hung up. So, Bruce, you've spoken to Drew. He obviously spoke to you and got you in here tonight. Yeah. How's he doing?
Great.
He's doing great.
Yeah, well.
Where is he?
He's sore.
He's sore.
It's a little bit traumatic.
Right.
Surgery. And
right.
He's resting comfortable. He'll be back tomorrow night.
Okay.
Funny, it was easy for me to get hold of him first. Just.
Yeah.
So.
He knows he's in my prayers and thoughts.
Right, right.
All right, so I didn't talk to Drew, but he's fine.
Yeah.
He'll be in tomorrow night. And Dr. Bruce has the same qualifications Dr. Drew does. Board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist.
I've had anal sex.
Has had anal sex and passed out a couple of times, just like Dr. Drew has. That's how they put him under, actually, before they confirm the surgeries. Do you want a general anesthetic, or should we just rape you?
Oh.
And he chose rape. Haley is here tonight from Mr. Personality. Nice to meet you.
Thank you.
So tell us about the process. How did you become the sort of damsel that everyone was trying to buy for?
I was found. I was actually at my desk. I work in a financial services firm, and I
were you in Georgia? Were you in Atlanta?
Oh, in Atlanta,
Georgia?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
In Atlanta, and one of these roaming casting directors was going across the country, and I had met 3 weeks earlier, who had been trying to go out with me, had given this recruiter my phone number as a way to sort of win me over. And
really,
yeah. Go figure.
Yeah.
No.
So this was just some guy from the office or something?
No, some random guy I had met out, and I gave him my phone number. He just seemed like pretty nice guy.
You don't do that.
Yeah.
You're a very attractive woman. You don't do that. You were drunk. Were you not? Yes,
I had some cocktails, yes.
Okay, so you gave the guy your number and then decided you weren't that interested in him, but he gave your number to a casting agent who contacted you.
He contacted me, sort of pitched the show, and I said, I just don't know if I can be on television. It's so, especially in a relationship show, it's so invasive, and it's my life, really. And he said, well, what about if you send me a picture? And I said, okay, fine. That's my way out. Here's your picture, and I'll talk to you later.
Well, what were you aspiring to at this point, if anything at all? I mean, did you want to act or model or do anything like that?
No. The thought never crossed my mind to do anything like that.
Really?
The guy was just kind of, he was a funny guy, and he was just kind of pitching this wacky idea.
I mean, before all this, what did you want to do? You just wanted to work? Have a family, do what everyone else does.
Right. I had put myself through school, and so something so, off the wall and insecure along the lines of work was just sort of not an option.
Right.
I had to take the road where I knew when my paycheck was coming, where it was coming, and when it was coming, and, sort of went that way.
Well, it's kind of an interesting the topic, which is everybody wanting to be something else or do something else or invent something or race a car, go to the moon, be an actor. 99% of the population just wants to make it to Friday, get their paycheck, go home, grab a six-pack, party with their friends a little bit, take care of their family, do whatever they got to do, maybe wrench on some junker car that they're never going to finish. I mean, I think we're kind of spoiled thinking that everyone wants to do something else. If I see anyone who's halfway attractive and under the age of 30, I say, well, what do you want to be when you grow up? You know what I'm saying?
Well, because in L.A. about
99% of people are like that. We're spoiled. But you're from Atlanta, so people are more laid back over there.
Certainly. So much more laid back. I haven't been – since the show, I haven't been back. And, you know, I walk around in this town and nobody knows who I am, which is kind of nice. It's like my regular life. So, but I know if I were to step foot in Atlanta, I would just be chaos.
It's going to change your life.
Certainly.
Are you ready for that?
Yeah,
so you'll have to stay here now.
So
start a career.
Bruce means in the studio. He doesn't want you
just
to leave.
Stay in the studio.
Bruce has a crush. I know when Bruce has a crush. His hair turns red. Look at it. It's embarrassed. All right. So anyway, Mr. Personality. And now this tomorrow, Monday night, 9 o'clock, it's going to be cut down to 2, and then the big finale. Oh, wait. No, this is all done with. But you can't say who won or did anything like that, right?
That's right.
And what are you supposed to do with the guy you finally pick?
Well, that's the point of this show. I mean, the best part of, you know, probably the one thing that made me say, okay, for sure, I'm doing this is
money.
I wasn't. Well, no, I,
yeah.
You never
okay.
know. I didn't have to go marry this guy. I didn't have to do anything. The premise wasn't like some of the other shows
right.
where, hey, we're expecting a ring at the end of this thing, and it's really whatever we wanted to do. So really the point is, you know, after the mask comes off, am I still attracted to him? Do I want to have anything to do with him afterwards? So
well,
I can't say.
Oh, well, you have to declare on the show. I mean, what would you be giving away if you didn't tell us who it was? Mr. Blue Man or Mr. Green Man, if you just said, hey, I'm dating the guy currently.
Well, because I had the option of running the other way after the mask
so
comes off.
We can't give that away.
Yeah, yeah.
This is Hollywood. There's got to be a sequel.
Right. Yeah. We'll find out.
I'm sure it's going to be a sequel.
We'll let Bruce will tickle it out of her during the break.
I'm sure.
Jessica?
Yeah, hi.
You're 16?
Yeah.
What's up?
I'm planning on graduating in November because I'm tired of high school and it sucks in my town.
Yeah.
And I was just curious about your views of community college.
Who are you talking to, me?
Yeah, you.
Have you ever listened to this show before?
It's high school with ashtrays. That's what it is.
Pretty much.
It's the only thing that ever keeps anybody going to high school. I mean, the people. Here's the irony of junior college. It is basically high school where everyone's over 18. Nobody's accountable. Nobody's parents get called into the principal's office, and nobody comes looking for you if you're absent a week from a class.
Right.
So, of course, nobody shows up. The only one who benefits out of it are Asians and Laotians. People come here from another country looking for something. If you're white and you're going to the junior college down the street because you didn't like high school that much, forget it.
Now, I knew guys that
you're over with.
Went to community college, flunked out for a couple of years, and didn't tell the real university that they'd done that, and then started over. Went to State University in New York after he'd been to a community college goofing off. I don't know if there's some sort of...
Why don't you get along in your high school? That's the real question.
Because my town is filled with pompous, rich, white people, and I am not one of the rich... Well, I'm white, but I'm not... We're definitely
all right.
Not
rich. You're not going to do well wherever you go. So you might as well just try to get a job. Your attitude is very poor.
Well, thank you.
You're angry. It has nothing to do with rich. Listen.
How's your self-esteem?
Horrible. I'm depressive. I'm a manic depressive.
Okay. So what have you done about that? Are you seeing anybody? Or?
I'm seeing a guy who's a psychiatrist. He's helping me.
Yeah, because, I mean, from what you're describing, medication might help, ongoing therapy, and not describing yourself as a loser to start with.
Well, yeah. I don't see myself as a loser. I mean, I'm pretty popular around my campus, but...
Oh, which is it?
Okay,
you're pretty popular.
She started out on the wrong...
She's a homecoming queen, but she's got to get out of this podunk town because all those rich whiteys are coming down on her, even though she's white, too. I can't stand this. Okay, here's what I want to say. I've known my whole life I grew up around poor people. And now I exclusively hang around wealthy people. And you know what? The wealthy people, smarter and nicer.
Ooh.
Yes, absolutely. Everyone does all that crap all the time where it's like, well, yeah, we're poor, but we're proud. We don't have to stab people in the back. They're BS. You guys suck. I've hung around you my whole life. You guys are a-holes. All the guys I know have money. They're nice. They work hard. They're responsible. They pay their taxes. They love their family.
Yeah, the nouveau riche.
Please. Jessica.
Yeah.
People don't like you because your attitude is bad.
No. Okay.
Yes.
I played football last year. I was the only girl on my team, and I totally kicked, you know, some major ass. But no one, I mean, I would call myself different, and I will.
You're fat.
Say,
Drew. I mean, Bruce. I mean, Drew. Please.
Ignore that.
I am. Well, I mean, it just sucks big time. I
okay.
hate where I live.
All right, well, go to the junior college.
Okay.
You get a whole fresh new start over there with the same a-holes that graduated a year earlier.
Pretty. Well, whatever.
Right. Focus on working on your self-esteem and continue with the therapy and ignore Adam.
All right. Do all that, too.
Yeah.
That was a little tough love there from Dr.
Wow,
Bruce.
Yeah.
Haley's in shock.
I've had an assful of everybody out there with, the boss hates me because he's jealous because I do the work at 10. All this projection crap. If people don't like you, it's because you're doing something wrong. It just is. Now, if one person doesn't like you, that doesn't mean you're doing something wrong. But if the whole school doesn't like you, you're doing something wrong.
Right.
It's not because they're rich. And let me tell you something. That whole, like, he's rich, I'm rich, they're rich. You make an argument for both sides of that. Rich people complain that, you know, oh, they didn't like me because I had money and they didn't think I was. Yeah. It's that way with everything. So everyone relax and get along. And figure it's your fault no matter what. Tiffany?
Yeah.
You're 15?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. What's the matter?
I'm calling because my boyfriend has been, I guess I would say, abusive.
To you?
Yes.
What did he do to you?
Well, we started dating about 3 months ago. And in the beginning, like, I'm a very big ice, well, I was an ice skater.
You did a lot of ice skating?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And I used to come to his house afterwards, and sometimes I'd get delayed. And in the beginning, like, when I got delayed, he would get mad.
So what got delayed?
If I got delayed to his house.
Delayed to his house?
Delayed to go skating.
From skating, right?
Yeah, and he would get, like, in the beginning, he would just get mad, and sometimes he'd hit me. But then in the past, like, 5 weeks, I'd say, he's been very bad, and he hurt my wrist once, and I couldn't go to school the other day because I was so beat up. And
all right, hold on a second. Where's your dad?
He shot himself.
All right.
Hmm.
Well, was your dad, like, an alcoholic or abusive or any of that stuff?
He was very depressed, and he had 3 suicide attempts.
Mm-hmm.
And the second time, I had found him with slit wrists in the bathroom.
Well, that's traumatic. Mm. How old were you?
4.
Okay. Mm. Well, now, this guy who's beating you while you're, are you still wearing your skates?
No, I take them off. Well, I had to quit.
I like those protectors they put around the blade so they can walk around.
Mm-hmm.
You know those things you snap
you
on?
You need them. They're very important.
Yeah, I'm going to get some of those.
So
do I skate? I
you had to quit. Yeah. How old
no,
is...
No, I didn't. My grandmother...
You quit.
I quit for him, but my grandmother thinks I'm still doing it because she saw my bruises, and I said they were from that.
Uh-huh. How old is... Okay. How old is this guy?
24.
You're 15.
I know.
So, why don't you break up with him?
Because I'm scared. I once said I wanted to, and he just got really threatening, and he threw a glass at me, and I can't tell anyone because my mom's always away. And
where is your mom?
Well, I have 3 younger siblings. Mm-hmm. So she had before my dad shot himself. They weren't even divorced, and she has to work so hard because she...
All right. Well, you have an eating disorder?
I'm a little underweight, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, but do you have an eating disorder?
I don't know.
I'm going with yes if you keep dancing.
My grandmother says I do because she thinks I'm very skinny.
Okay.
You sound like you're in so much distress right now. Is this sort of a crisis point right now or tonight?
I'm
or
in pain. I have bruises everywhere.
Right.
But well, don't go over to the guy's house. Can you
but
do that?
I can't. He called me, and he came to my house the other day, and my brother saw it, and it scared me to death.
Well, you got
to
call the cops then.
But what if he kills me?
Well, he's not going to do anything.
First of all,
he's a big puss.
Yeah,
any guy beats up 15-year-old ice skaters, a world-class puss. Liz, you have to talk to your mom, by the way.
My mom has been on the business. She's an attorney.
Okay,
so
that's great.
So grandma takes care of you?
No, I'm by myself most of the time because when my mom's on trips, my siblings go to her.
Okay, when does your mom get back?
Wednesday night, I think.
You think? And you just live in the house alone with your brothers and sisters until then?
No, they go to my grandmother's, but I'm older, so.
You get to stay at home alone?
Yeah.
No, you don't.
Yeah, trust me.
All right, look.
Okay.
You need to go over to your grandmother's house.
I don't want her to think I...
Well, listen, you have to do something. You got to go to your grandmother's house.
But then she'll know I'm lying about...
All right. Listen, this is a Rubik's Cube covered with crap. You understand? Any way you turn it, it's got S on that side. That's unfortunate. But you still got to turn the Rubik's Crap Cube. Write that down, by the way. It's a good novelty gift.
That's a very
okay.
good analogy.
This guy's a world-class jackass. Tiffany's mom is all over the place, and her dad's depressed and killed himself, and she's an absolute mess. Somebody was abusive to her, I'm sure, growing up. Now she's got this guy. This guy's brainwashed her. This guy's a big puss. She needs to call the cops and call this guy's bluff, get the restraining order,
like
do the whole thing.
She doesn't want to do anything, almost to the point where she seems to like to be in this... She's not stupid, and she's...
I think there's a dance that's going on here that Tiffany's definitely engaging in, like, I'm going to keep going over to the guy's house after skating practice.
Right. But just to be safe, why don't I give her a couple of crisis numbers to call, because we don't want to be...
Yeah. Why don't you do that? What are you going to do?
Quick.
You do it off the air? Yeah, go
yeah,
over
put
there.
Put her on hold and
all right,
break.
We'll do that. All right. Let me talk to Tiffany. Tiffany?
Yeah. Can I say something?
No.
No.
I think that's not the question.
I don't care. Just hold on.
Yeah, just...
Oh, wait.
Listen to me.
Yes?
We're taking you very seriously, and at the next break, which is just a couple of minutes, I'm going to get on the line with you and give you some numbers to call, because...
Okay, I just want to think...
All right. Thanks.
Okay.
Drew wouldn't do that, by the way. Drew would try to plug
Drew would remember him and
Drew
just give
him would be like, here. I'm going to be on Good Morning America 6 months from now for 8 seconds, so set your TiVos.
It'll save your life.
Not Bruce. He's over there. Yes. You know, Drew, during the break, he takes shots. He just takes continuous shots of Stoli.
I thought it was a stockbroker's call.
He's talking to a stock. He's screaming at his manager.
Yeah.
He's got two phones. He's got a cell phone on one hand and a landline on the other. He's screaming. He's got his agent, his manager, and his stockbroker, his astrologer, and he's taking shots, and he's beating producer.
And he's answering Loveline listeners' emails.
No, he is not.
Yes.
No, he's not.
He's a consummate humanitarian.
He's heartless.
He works with Adam.
He's home because
I mean, I have corollaphobia.
He's too drunk.
Drew can handle
he's too high on Vicodin to drive.
Oh,
that's the reality of
Drew
why he's not here.
Never
Absolutely.
Takes Vicodin.
He loves drugs.
He
doesn't ingest it orally. He snorts it or mainlines it.
He can't tolerate Vicodin. He has side effects from him. He hates taking it.
He takes whatever he can get his filthy, addicted paws on.
Oh, pain erection
yes.
will not go away.
There he is. Danny?
Yeah.
You're 16?
Yeah.
What's up?
Hey, all right, I'm not too much of a player. Like, you know, I have not too experience at all with the ladies. And I'm just kind of, like, real shy, don't like to make the first move at all. And this girl totally, I've known her for 2 years now, we've had the same class together, and she, last year, she didn't have a boyfriend. She completely, like, just total flirtation, like, the whole time. I wouldn't, like, anytime partners are involved, she'd, like, yell for me first.
All right. So she likes you, but what's up?
But this year, right, have her again. I just wasn't looking for a girl last year, because, you know, no point having a girl if you can't drag her anywhere, you know? So this
Yeah, you know, hold on, Danny Retard. you were just being a puss last year. What do you mean? your excuse is not having a driver's license or not having a car?
pretty much,
so,
yeah.
So, no, you still are interested in girls.
Right.
Learner's permit or not.
All right.
So yeah. Danny's logic is I could have had her last year, but I didn't because I didn't have my learner's permit. But this year...
More testosterone.
I got my mom's diesel Chevette and my learner's permit. Now I'm ready to rock.
Right on.
Yeah. So now...
Yeah, but so now she has a boy, right? But she still, we have the same class again, and she still just completely first with me or whatever. She, you know, says hi out of nowhere, just tries to use, like, say my name for no reason.
Hold on a second. Every hi is out of nowhere. All highs, that's what it's there for. You're nowhere. Hi, huh? Oh, hey, how you doing? They're all out of nowhere. You don't go out to a movie with someone and then 40 minutes into it, they turn to you and say hi. Or like, or they don't go, I'm going to say hi in 10, 9, 8. All highs are out of nowhere.
But at that age, he could be unaware that he's staring at her and she doesn't know what to do except, oh,
yeah,
hi.
He's just sitting there in the puddle, like his elbow slipping off his desk because there's drool all over it. And she's like,
hi,
hello, wake up. Yeah, I can see you staring at my rack. What do you think? You have any thoughts on this, Haley? Guys are in a lot of denial.
So I don't understand the problem. She's got a guy, and but you think that she's interested in you, so you got to go for it. You're 16.
I'm kind of interested in her at the same time. Like it's kind of like I don't know how to say it, but I'm interested in her, but I don't want to screw over that guy.
No, you don't want to take any chances. Just like you didn't want to take any chances last year. Last year you didn't want to put yourself out there because you didn't have your driver's license. This year you don't want to put yourself out there because she's dating somebody else, allegedly. There'll be a new reason next year why you don't make your move.
Why don't I? What should I do?
Just
let her know.
Well,
just let her know. Like,
wait, hold on a second. How long has she been with this guy? How serious are they?
2 weeks.
2 weeks. That's pretty serious.
Nothing big.
Dan, right. There's a beautiful woman in here that just gave you advice, and you just blew it off. What did she say?
Go for it.
Hey, you have to try. And if you're getting the vibe from her, maybe she'd be more interested in seeing you than...
All right, let's
what
play,
do you do role play. Hot?
Let's do some role playing here.
Okay.
Bruce, you play Haley.
What? Oh.
Danny.
Right.
Bruce is going to play Haley, and Haley's going to play your girl. What's her name?
Kate.
All right. Bruce, you're Kate. Haley, I'm going to need you to be me. And I'll be Bruce. No, wait a minute. I could be Danny. Danny?
Yeah.
You be you. We'll let Haley be Kate.
Good.
Okay. All right. Now, here's the scene. Here's the scene. The class has just let out that you two are in. And you're walking down the hall in the direction of your next class. You ready?
Right.
And action.
Hey, Kate. What's up?
Hey.
I was curious what you were going to do this weekend. Maybe you wanted to go to the beach or something.
The beach? Well, yeah. I'm going to be going out with my girlfriends in the afternoon, but I don't know what I'm doing Saturday night. What are you doing?
Nothing much. Just thinking about going to the movies or something.
Oh, yeah.
Wondering if you want to go.
Well, I'm sort of seating somebody right now. What do you think about that?
I understand. It's just friendly kind of basis. If he can come through if you insist.
Hey, Kate.
Right on.
This is Duke McKenna, your boyfriend. Who's this little four-eyed puss? I'd crush you. You little scrub.
She kind of thinks that I look like the Mike from Real World, the Miz.
All right.
I don't know why.
All right. Is your boyfriend big? Does he go to that school?
No, he's a skinny guy, and he's white, and he has a big old afro.
All right. Well, that's
but she,
you
like,
can handle
she
that.
Looks completely, look, she look, looks completely
all right.
Like she doesn't belong with him.
Okay, good. You know how many times I've said that? It doesn't count, by the way. All right. You go ask her out, just like you asked Haley out.
Okay.
Just like that.
All right?
All right.
Good job.
Yeah.
All right. He'll do it. You got to pull that trigger when you're in high school. It's tough for guys. They spend their whole high school sort of rationalizing and making excuses, and then it's over in the blink of an eye, and then you spend the entire rest of your life to think about it. Then you become a producer, and now you have to nail every 18-year-old that blows into town as a comp, and your penis becomes some sort of weapon from the past, you know? Yeah.
You saved Danny from that horrible fate.
Yeah. Haley is here from Mr. Personality, 9 o'clock on Fox tomorrow night, Monday nights. Dr. Bruce here. He's going to go man the phone. He's going to help out our little girl who was having so much trouble, young Tiffany. We'll be back after this. Hey, everybody. Love Line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Bruce. Filling in for Dr. Drew. Dr. Drew's sack was being filled in with his intestines, so Bruce has to fill in for Drew tonight. And Bruce spoke to Drew.
You're a genius, Adam.
I thank you. I did not...
should come up with a title for that.
Yeah. Do a rap for Snoop. Snoop would like.
I did not have the chance to speak to Drew over the weekend because I didn't call.
Carefully avoiding.
I paged a guy. I didn't want to be so insensitive as to page a guy who was staring at the Grim Reaper and him try to call me back. And then
Scrotal Funk.
Scrotal Funk. That's a good band name right there.
Yeah.
So, Bruce, always good to see Bruce. And he's filling in tonight for Drew. Drew will be back in tomorrow night, theoretically, if he's feeling better. And Haley's here tonight, of course, from Mr. Personality. Monday nights, 9 o'clock on Fox, and second to last one this Monday. All right, they're going to get it down to two. How's Monica Lewinsky?
She was very kind, and she came up, when I first met her, she came across as very warm, funny, mm-hmm. and the first thing she was doing was making fun of herself, so it really said a lot about her.
And you get along fine with her?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh,
uh-huh. What the? She had a sort of a.
He's going somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
Although I'm just thinking out loud. But she blew Clinton like 4 years ago, didn't she? I mean, what happened in the last 8 months? I mean, where did the heat come from? You know what I'm saying? I mean, the whole thing with Clinton is 3.5-4 years old now. I mean, what has it been 4 years? I mean, Bush has been two and a half, three, right?
Yeah.
I mean, this was a year. I mean, this could have been coming on 5 years ago. What is she doing? She's supposed to be gone, isn't she? Like
book and a book tour and
really
good agent, good representation.
I know, but why is Monica Lewinsky hotter now than she was 2 years ago, which was half the way to her blowing Clinton?
Weight Watchers.
I don't know. Like, how do you?
I think she'll always have some kind of.
I'm not knocking her. I'm just trying to figure out, like, when you do something you're known for, and this happens once in a while, somebody does something crazy or is involved with a scandal, you know their name at that time. But then once the dust settles from the scandal, they usually don't resurface then 4 years down the road. That's all I'm saying. She's having a renaissance, is what I'm saying, and I want to know why.
More power to her.
All right. You too over here.
The act that she committed, first Clinton had to be out of office, then there had to be some time. It's just sort of a psychological thing. I think
you got to heal.
Having her entertaining and having done that.
You got to heal her mouth. He's got to heal his penis. There needs to be healing.
Oh.
The soft palate needs to heal. I agree. Jonathan?
Yeah?
Dynamite lady, by the way. Jonathan, you're 18.
All right, I have a friend who's 16. And I was talking to her yesterday, and she brought up that she wanted to have a baby.
Mm-hmm.
And I was telling her, like, do you think you're ready for it? Mm-hmm. And she said, I'm not sure. I just want to have someone that could love me. Because she has issues, a lot of issues.
Sure.
And I just want to find out, like, your opinion. Like, how should I tell her, like, she isn't ready.
Well, you said she's 16.
Yeah.
Does she have a boyfriend?
Yeah.
Do you know that guy?
No, I don't.
Because this is the guy really needs to
How old is he?
Spoken to. He's 72.
Yeah.
I'm guessing he's around her age, right?
He's 17.
He's 17.
Yeah.
Okay, and this is a friend of yours.
Yeah.
You need to explain to her that this may be a temporary fix, but it ain't going to last long, and then you got 18 years of hell. Yeah. And her being in pain is not going to make her a better mother. She'll be a much better mother a few years from now when she's ready.
Yeah.
And I don't know that she's going to listen to any of this.
I doubt it.
Yeah, I doubt it.
I doubt it, too.
They have them carry the egg or the baby around for a week in high school.
I don't know if she has, but they do that at the high school.
Oh, yeah, they do. And it is sort of a reality check for a lot of those.
What do they have to do?
Well, they carry an egg around as though it was a baby or a doll. They have to, for a whole week, just as if it were a live baby, feedings. They have to schedule with it. And it's sort of a...
Well, who do they do that to? Moms that are...
As they go through high school...
No, I just mean... I mean,
all of
them. What the girl tells you, screw you.
It's a class. High-risk...
Women, no, you know what I mean?
I think that it's pretty routine in high schools for seniors.
Wow.
Really? All high schoolers are doing this?
I think in most high schools.
In most high schools, they're taking the women. Like, they don't need to toss
it. It's like home ec.
They don't have to toss the Jewish chicks in with that group, do they?
Yes, they do.
Really?
Yeah, I think it is. It's sort of like a sex education type of thing. Or
and they got to walk around for... And what do the guys got to do? They have a tumbler of jizz.
Sometimes the guys have to participate as a response.
You spill one drop.
All right. Remember, Haley's from Atlanta. You should have the accent. But you have to treat it with some more respect.
I know. I'm sorry.
Southern women don't tolerate your abuse.
Phone screener Brian said he had to carry a bag of flour around with him.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Like a baby.
Okay. Really?
And he's not high risk.
That he had to carry a sack of. A flower. Oh, I heard the rest of that. He was confused. From Mexico. He had to keister it. It wasn't flour. I never did tell you. I didn't have the heart to tell you.
Yeah.
Those Panamanian guys you met at the airport? No, not home ec. Not home ec. They wouldn't be wearing those members only jackets and those wraparounds.
I can see it turning red through the dark line.
All right. All right, so listen. Yeah, tell her to carry around a sack of flour. I don't know what to do with her.
What about her dad, or does she have brothers?
He can't do anything. He just has to talk to her and just tell her this is a bad idea. And come up with something good, like I put a curse on the child. Uh-huh. You know, like a kid's going to be born with two heads or something.
No.
That'll work on her. That's fine. Megan?
Uh-huh?
Well, we're not talking to her, and we're not talking to her boyfriend. We're just talking to a friend of a friend kind of thing.
He said
she's not going to listen. Okay, yeah.
He's codependent, so I'm sure he'd go the extra mile.
He could go down to Planned Parenthood and pick up some something or something like that, or go on the web and pick up something.
No, there's community resources. There could be a community support program for that.
Yeah, go down to the
church.
Y. Yeah. Play some caroms and talk to her about teen pregnancy. Megan?
Uh-huh.
You're 20?
Yes.
What's up?
Okay. Whenever I come close to having an orgasm, it never fails. I end up peeing everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what to do. I go before, you know, my fiance and I will get intimate, and I'll go before because, you know, needless to say, it kind of ruins the mood.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, I really don't know what's going on.
Now, will you feel like you're going to urinate, or will you for sure urinate?
I actually do. I mean...
If you feel something coming on. I mean, an orgasm coming on.
Yeah, it starts to work up for it, you know, and then all of a sudden, I'll just pee.
Okay. Well, is this embarrassing for you, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, but it's maybe not pee. Certain type of orgasms, you have a fluid discharge and women
think
they're
peeing. Yeah, but this is right before.
Yeah, and it's not... Well, yeah, it's
it can
not
start before the actual orgasm.
Yeah, and it smells like pee, you know?
Yeah, she's done her research.
Well, yeah, but she also... If you empty... At your age, you probably don't have incomplete emptying of your bladder. I'm not so convinced it's not.
But wait a minute. You hear about female orgasmic incontinence all the time on the show. What the hell am I doing where I'm saying that phrase?
Well, that's very good.
I used to be a proud carpenter, you know. Now I'm sitting here talking about female orgasmic incontinence. Okay, listen, I believe her because she examined what came out of her, and a woman knows her own wits, right?
Either way, it's basically not something you should be embarrassed about. It's a normal variant. It's something that happens with sex.
It's going to be embarrassing.
Well, the reason it's, embarrassing is because I can only get that way if I have oral sex. And so, for him to be down there, and then if I start peeing, it's a bad picture for both.
That's a rough rinse for a guy. It really is. Really is.
Yeah, but if you start just focusing in on that, it's going to ruin your whole sex experience.
Well, it's too late. That's what she's doing.
Yeah.
Okay, so
obviously emptying or evacuating the bladder.
Uh-huh.
I'm turning into Dr. Drew in his absence. Evacuating the bladder beforehand does not work.
Yeah.
It helps, but it doesn't work.
And I'll feel totally empty, like
right.
There's nothing there, and then all of a sudden, I don't know.
All right. What about, now they do have medication for this kind of stuff, but you're 20 years old. You don't want to get on that.
Yeah.
And what about...
Does that sound like urinary incontinence or something, or...
What? No.
Like another problem that's not associated with...
No. Now, what about going to, I don't know, what about biofeedback or something? What about something emotional? What about a hypnotist? What about...
No.
Well, what are you going to do?
It's not... It's.
Oh, shut up with your who cares, it's nothing.
No, I'm not
it's
saying
a normal,
who cares.
Healthy part of anything.
Well, therapy is not going to work for something like that. And start going with therapists because of
therapist.
Something like
that.
Biofeedback.
Biofeedback and
which
therapist.
Doctors, whatever. The Corolla method.
I don't care if you drink a gallon of that Theraflu. It is not going to help you. Okay, listen, Dr. Phil. What happened to you? When did you become... You moved to the Midwest at some point. Here, you're from Brooklyn, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, act like it, would you?
I am.
Start sounding like
insensitive.
It, too. He is getting urinated in his mouth.
When they have oral sex.
When they have oral sex.
So quit having oral sex.
Okay, but that's... that's.
Come on now.
Yeah, Haley over here knows.
I'm on her side.
You're offended. I wouldn't do that. Hey, I would keep going, by the way, even with number two. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I would. That's my...
See, you better stay on my side. Sign up with that.
I'm saying I'm that focused. Okay, so you're not helping this person at all.
No. I don't really have any answers for her, so...
Okay, you don't have any answers, so you decided her problem isn't a real problem because you don't have answers. You should just admit I can't answer it, but it's still a problem.
First of all...
Thank you.
Okay.
Megan.
Where's Dr. Drew?
Yeah, that's why I've been asking myself that for
he'll
the
be
last
back tomorrow night.
43 minutes. Believe you me.
Am I going to have to call Sue Johnson or what?
He wouldn't listen.
Who?
I don't know what she's talking about. Just quiet down and listen to me. We don't got enough time for your nonsense. Drew would not have a good answer for this either. Drew would tell you there are medications you can take that'll prevent it.
Yeah.
But like I said,
he wouldn't prescribe them.
Who wants to hop on that at age 20 for the rest of your oral life, okay?
Uh-huh.
Go see a urologist and see what they have to say, number one, or
gynecologist.
Gynecologist. Do chicks have urologists?
Yeah. Well, okay. Urologists see women also.
Right.
So
okay.
They're not just for men.
Have your guy give you oral sex and then finish you off with a little missionary. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like the Bible once?
Yeah.
All right. Do that for now. But you're going to have to go talk to a gynecologist and figure this out.
Right. I'm just saying I don't think it's the type of thing where like you have a sore throat and you get penicillin.
No, it absolutely isn't. But then why do you rule out doing some behavior modification or some relaxation, whatever?
Well, if it's that, it seems like to modify their sexual activities so she's not focusing in on when he uses oral sex.
No more orgasms. No more orgasms.
No, just not with oral sex.
Well, I bet that's the only way
she can
have it.
Yeah. Somebody will work out a behavioral process with her. That's fine.
Let me find out, Megan.
There's no great...
Megan, can you have an orgasm through intercourse?
No.
Yeah. See, I told you.
I tried doing Kegels, but no.
No. Oh, yeah. Kegel's not bad either.
You know, sex is not a recreational sport.
All right.
Ah,
relax.
A brilliant man once said that.
Haley, what do you think?
Man, that's a problem.
Wait, that's enough. We got to take a break. There's no good
Does
answer.
Does she stimulate herself during intercourse to have
you
an
think
orgasm?
Well,
30% of women spontaneously have it.
That doesn't work for women. I know. Believe
you. Yes, it does.
It doesn't. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. I don't know why it doesn't work. It just doesn't work. You got to have them in the tub or something. The water's coming.
Anne can give a dissertation on that.
All right, let's regroup.
Yeah, okay, let's regroup. Let's have some.
Let's actually group, because I don't think we grouped the first time to regroup.
No,
we
I don't
work
think
that
so.
Math out. Haley is here from Mr. Personality.
She's in shock.
Monday nights, 9 o'clock. Now she's falling in love with
she's
both of us, right?
Oh yeah, she's laughing at me or you? I'm not sure.
We'll be back after this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Bruce. Dr. Bruce filling in for Dr. Drew just tonight.
quite nicely.
Quite nicely, too. Yeah, he fits that chair. Not the best you could say about him. Dr. Drew is off. He is
recovering.
Had surgery on Friday. He has been convalescing at home and feeling better. When did you speak to him, Bruce? Today?
Yesterday.
Yesterday afternoon. He made the call then, huh?
It hurts when I urinate. I've got these lesions.
He said he couldn't make it yesterday afternoon. He should have decided, like any good athlete, you know, like a quarterback's a game time decision. You know what I mean? You don't decide a couple days in advance. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I was filling the physician role, so he said, you know, I think I could probably do it tomorrow night. And I said, you know, Drew, I had the same surgery. I've had patients with this. You really just need to rest.
You wanted to come out. You wanted to be on the air tonight. I understand.
I wanted to be in a close quarters with you for 2 hours.
Well, what about Haley over here?
Well, I didn't know Haley was
from Mr. Personality.
Or I would have run Drew over with my car.
That's right. You still can, by the way.
No.
I'll sign off on that. Oh. 9 o'clock on Monday nights. It's going to be down to two guys. I've said that you see the guy with the mask on and stuff, so you can't exactly see what his cheeks and schnoz look like. Maybe he has some grotesque scarring on his forehead or something. But you can get a pretty good idea how tall he is and his build and that kind of stuff, right?
Oh, yeah.
You can see his teeth and his eyes. I mean, that's about all you need.
Telling you, though, once that mask comes off, they're totally different.
Really? You're always surprised, huh?
It's like talking to you and getting to know you for weeks at a time, and then your mask comes off, and then there's Dr. Bruce standing in front of me.
Really?
Yeah.
And you're disappointed. You're heartbroken, aren't you?
No. Oh. All right. Hey, listen. You're leaving out the most important thing, pheromones. See.
Pheromones. Oh, yeah. Women smell that.
That's right. They have the receptor in the nasal area, and it's extremely important.
That's right. I agree.
Certain perfumes or aftershaves don't smell so good on some men and great on others.
Are they allowed to wear aftershave?
Oh, sure.
Oh,
some more than others.
Interesting. Trying to work that edge.
Yeah, that's right.
Also, my strategy would do the crazy tongue move all the time. The oral sex simulation, between the fingers thing. I'd be doing
that. Yeah, one guy busted out with that. And
really?
Yuck.
That's a winner. Oh, no.
Totally, yuck.
Didn't go for it.
Come on, Adam.
You're hoping they're on psychiatric medication rather than they're really doing that on purpose.
All right. So, anyway, down to two tomorrow night. Let's hop back the phones and speak to Mackenzie, who's 23. Mackenzie?
Yeah?
What's up?
Well, I was doing a self-breast exam earlier today, and my breasts have been feeling somewhat full. And I'm not pregnant because I've had my period, but I, pinched on my nipple, and, white stuff came out.
Yeah. And doesn't this happen sometimes? At least Drew says if you stimulate your breast enough, something can happen sometimes.
Was it like white liquid stuff or cheesy stuff? Ooh. Or
it's like white liquid. It looks like it's coming out of
both.
Where it's supposed to be coming out of
both breasts.
Yeah.
Okay. Got to play the breast Sherlock Holmes here.
Right. Yes. I'd like to do that myself.
I've got a license.
I'm going to do that when I get home on the computer. What do you say? Yeah. Watson, get me a paper towel.
Gross.
All right. All right. Okay. So what about it, Bruce? What is it?
Well, let me just think about this for a second. So, first of all, you could be pregnant. Just because you had a period, that's one of the most common fallacies. Oh, I had a period, I can't be pregnant. You can have what looks like a normal period, and you've missed a period, and you're pregnant. So get a pregnancy test.
I have two uteruses also.
Okay, so you can be doubly pregnant. Okay, so next, you can have galactory. You can have production of milk just from stimulation of the breast, stress. Medications? Are you on any medications? Like heroin?
Not at the point,
No. All right.
Okay.
So, what you got to do? See a doctor?
Yeah, it's usually not something serious. I mean, tumors can cause that. It's not a bad idea. See a doctor, get a breast exam, and get a pregnancy test, even though you're convinced you're not pregnant. And you're not on any medication, though? No street drugs, anything like that?
No, not right now.
A lot of stress recently?
Yes.
Okay, well, that can do it.
Yeah,
Okay.
All right. So, go see the doctor.
Yeah, because really giving diagnoses over the air is not really that responsible. So it can be some serious things. Most likely it's not. But it is a good idea. Have you had a pap smear in the last 6 months, 12 months?
Yeah, listen, I'm done with her.
Okay, we're done with her. All right.
Go, go see the doctor. That's all. Oh. She's got to talk to somebody. Victoria?
Hello?
You're 18?
Yes, I am.
What is up?
Okay, well, first of all, I just want to say I love your show.
Thank you.
I've been to you guys forever. I love you guys.
All right. You mean me. Thank you.
Well, basically what it is I'm 18 years old, and I've never had any experience with a guy, no dates, no kissing, no anything. And I'm just wondering, first of all, is that normal? And maybe if I could get some advice from you guys.
You pansy!
Oh, please, I don't know if women can be. I think all women are pansies, and that's all right.
Oh.
But listen, is there anything wrong with you that we need to know about?
No.
Yeah, you're fine.
Wrong.
You're attractive. You're not missing any parts or anything.
No, I'm pretty good looking.
Are you interested in guys?
Very much so, yes.
Okay.
I'm very, very shy. Like, really, really shy.
Yeah, but usually guys will sort of take care of that part. You know, they'll come up, they'll ask you out, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, Victoria?
Uh-huh.
Hang on a second.
Sure.
We got to take a little break.
Sure.
And we'll get to the bottom of you when we come back, and you'll be much better off because of it, all right?
All righty. Thank you.
All right. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. Loveline, I'm Adam. That's Dr. Bruce. Dr. Bruce filling in for Dr. Drew. Haley is here tonight for Mr. Personality. She is the beautiful young woman that all the guys in the blue mask are vying for. Tomorrow, Cold's going to be in here, and then Third Eye Blind is going to be in here on Tuesday in Linkin Park on Wednesday. We haven't seen those guys in a... It's been a little while since we've seen... Third Eye Blind or Linkin Park, so we'll see them.
Good week.
Good week, and Bruce, God willing, will not be here. Not that he doesn't do a wonderful job, not that he's not a dear, dear, dear friend, but Drew should be, you know, healed enough to drag his punctured sack in here tomorrow night.
I'm in pain. My breast hurt.
Wow.
Those two.
He has parts hurting that he doesn't even have. That's bad.
Where's the Drew Shuffle or something?
Yeah, where is that? You know,
Haley
Anderson hates that because he didn't make it. Oh. But everyone else seems to really enjoy it, like most things Anderson didn't make. So,
Ooh. No,
I mean, there's stuff he makes that I imagine some people would enjoy. Nothing's coming to mind right now, that's all. But everyone always wants to hear that, and I think...
You can't articulate yourself any better than that.
That's what he comes back with.
Character.
All right, we need to hear, let's hear the Drew boogie. Come on, Anderson.
Ow!
Get down. Yeah.
All right.
You're gay.
Get down. You're sick. If I find you, have sex with me. Gee, it hurts, have sex with me. Faggot better, have sex with me. I want to have sex with me. I was born, so I had anal sex. Gee, it hurts. Still a virgin. Tried to be straight, or I thought I shouldn't be straight, and I was confused. You know, pee on this makes me sick. Hurts when I urinate. Makes me sick. Anal sex makes me sick. This guy's penis makes me sick. I've had anal sex, but felt no effect. Got these lesions. Gee, it hurts. Still a virgin. Makes me sick. It's called intimacy. Can I say that? You're fat. You're gay. Confused. You're sick. You're overweight. You're still a virgin. You're dysfunctional. Not acceptable.
Dr. Drew's right.
I'm a rapist.
All right. Drew, please, easy. I got to hang up on Drew. We punched him up on the wild line. He was just talking. He didn't know. We'd potted down the Dr. Drew boogie. Okay, so that is Dr. Drew, who's at home resting. Dr. Bruce in here, ready to go to the phone calls here. I noticed I have a pen here that seemed to have fecal matter spread on it. Oh, it's your pen.
Yeah.
I was wondering what that was. I looked at it, and I thought, nah, I don't want to scrape that stuff off because it looks like Dookie. And then I just noticed Dr. Bruce
scraping
it off.
I got a 3-year-old, so I had to smell it to make sure.
What was that?
Playing with a Hershey bar. No, I had a Hershey bar in the car that melted, so. I'm not
okay, buddy.
Okay.
Jessica?
Yeah?
You're 14?
Yeah.
What's up?
Oh, first I had a question. Did Isham really go to your wedding?
Did who? What?
Who?
Isham. You know, like ICP, Psychopath.
From Insane Clown Posse?
No, like, he's from that same label.
Well, give me the name one more time.
Isham.
That's your uncle from Philadelphia.
No.
No?
Oh, okay. Well, anyway. Okay, my question was, like, I recently got on birth control, like, a couple days ago, and my boyfriend likes to come inside of me, and, like, is that okay? Like, can I still get pregnant like that?
How long have you been on the birth control?
2 days, I think.
2 days?
Yeah, it was a shot.
Oh, you got the shot?
Yeah.
Okay, that shot takes a little bit to kick in. You're not supposed to have sex immediately after you have the shot.
Yeah, I think it takes like 24 hours.
No.
That didn't.
Is that what your doctor said?
Yeah, that's what the lady told me. See, she didn't like give me a lot of information. That's why I'm calling and asking.
24 hours?
Wait,
which shot did you get?
I have no idea.
Depo?
Yeah, that's what it was.
All right, so you got the depo shot. And nobody told you when it was safe to have sex after the shot?
She said 24 hours afterwards.
She said you could take a shower 24 hours afterwards and say you could have sex, unprotected sex.
Where'd you get the shot? Where'd you go?
I got it at a health clinic.
Okay.
A health clinic?
Mm-hmm.
You sure it wasn't like B12 or something?
No, it was a health clinic. Like, it's a free clinic where, like, your parents won't have to know about it or anything.
Right. Okay.
You're 14?
Yeah, I'm 14.
Why did they go right to that? Have you been on anything before for birth control? You didn't?
No.
Maybe they thought she was sort of, hold on a second.
Irresponsible.
Stupid. Irresponsible. And if they told her she had to take this pill every day at a certain time, she'd just eat the whole plastic packet on Monday. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So they gave her a shot, thinking they're going to keep her out of harm's way. But
how old's your boyfriend?
He's 15.
15.
And how long have you been having sex?
Like 2 months.
What were you doing for contraception before that?
Condoms.
Okay, mm-hmm. You should stay on the condoms for a while.
Yeah,
yes, please.
A few weeks. What?
Condoms break.
Yeah, you need to contact this place that did this and ask them, because I don't know what the answer is, and I don't think Bruce does either.
Well, find out exactly what you're on. Talk to somebody.
Well, hold on a second. Let's try to do some math here. If you get... Okay, the shot is a hormone, right?
Right.
And the birth control pill is a hormone. Mm-hmm. And when you get on a birth control pill, you're supposed to wait like a month before you begin having unprotected sex. But there's other kinds of hormones and birth control pills where you don't have to wait an entire month. Yes?
No.
No. I heard some were faster than others. They weren't all a month. Bruce is confused.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe this is the fast variety, but you couldn't, not the next day, no matter what.
No.
And we have had this question, I think, before, and I think it's some weeks or a month.
Yes, right.
So she's doing this prematurely.
Yeah, unless there's something I don't know about that kicks in. But that's nobody's going to tell you go have sex 2 days.
Don't have any sex until you talk to them again, okay?
Well, my friend, she got on the pill, and they told her that she only had to wait a week.
Well, that's possible.
Go the safe route. Seriously, talk to somebody. It's your life you're talking about here. So
yeah, even if you've been on, there's a whole schedule that you go through with somebody. Even if they've been on the pill and they miss 2 days, and depending on the type of pill, the point they are in their cycle, so it's not just go ahead. You know, you're starting on something, take in a week. No, that doesn't happen. So I don't know who.
All right, just talk to them and find out. But listen this time, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if they give you something to read, read it.
They did give me a lot to read.
All right. And if you read it, don't move your mouth and your finger. People think you're stupid.
Okay.
Just make the sounds in your head.
All right.
All right?
All right.
All right, baby doll.
Bye.
God bless you. Let's talk to... I do that. I read my mouth moves and people think I'm dumb. The other thing I like to do is make a lot of noise when I eat. People think
you chew with your mouth.
People think you're dumb when you do that, too. You know, your mouth breather and you're eating. You're
So where do you test people on whether or not they think you're dumb?
People just tell me all the time, shut up. You're making a lot of noise. You know when you notice it? When you're in a theater. I'm sitting there eating kettle corn. It's like...
You're doing that.
Yeah, it's me.
Just to...
I can't breathe through my nose. So if I'm going to eat and live, I got to breathe and eat through the same trap. You see what I'm saying?
Do you have a surgically correctable lesion in your nose?
And give up this voice? Are you kidding me? This is the cash register. And the voice is the drawer of the cash register. The face is the cash register, Bruce.
Yeah. Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah, there's some similarity.
The voice is the cha-ching-ching sound. The ching-ching. Yeah. All right.
Haley's staring.
Hey, look at this voice. Is you're starting to warm up on it, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
You can get used to this.
She was asking how early she can leave.
There's an attraction here, right?
I'm feeling you.
If I was had the blue mask on, you'd be into me, right?
Literally.
That's my big toe.
I'm so sorry.
I can leave if you guys want some more privacy.
Jay?
Yes?
You're 29?
Yeah.
What's up?
I've been going out with this girl for a couple months, and she's underage, and I kind of want to know what can happen to me.
Well, can go to hell.
Been there, done that.
You're 29, and she's how old?
16. Cool. She'll 16. Be 17 next month.
She'll be 17 one day.
You could have a large significant other of the same sex in prison.
I don't know if it's illegal in Arizona, where you're calling from. I don't know what the age of consent is in Arizona, because it varies quite a bit. State to state, and it also varies depending on how old the other person is, too.
Right, I've heard that.
Drew had it down here somewhere, but I don't know where the hell it went to. Let me see if I can dig this up. Bruce, go through there and see if you can find that age of consent. Yes. Where did you meet this young girl?
I met her at a park. We were playing softball. We needed some more people to play against, so her friends came up and we played against them.
Right. Now, is she in high school?
Yeah.
What grade is she in?
Was that 10th grade? She's 10th grade.
10th grade. Are you having sex with her?
No.
No.
Not yet. I didn't want to.
Yeah. Hold on a second. You know, I on one hand, it's like, okay, good, you're not having sex with her. On the other hand, now you're a 29-year-old guy with a 16-year-old, you're not even porking. You're just, like, hanging out and courting, and it becomes even creepier.
What are you talking about? When you're 29 and you're a guy, 16-year-old, and that's not what you're doing.
Yeah. I mean, is it creepier that he's not having sex with her? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Haley says yes. I agree. Jay.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you? She's 16. She's in 10th grade, for Christ's sake.
I don't know. She's cute, and we get along really well. And
yeah. You don't want to deal with a human being either, really. You just want someone to, you know, like a lap dog to date, right?
I got a dog now, but.
All right. Engineer Anderson says 18, based on a brush he had with the law in Flagstaff a couple months back.
Internet dick.
Internet dick, he said.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. I think the dick was for me. Internet is what he meant.
What does that mean?
Well, what it means is you cannot do anything before she's 18, before her 18th birthday. So you got yourself a nice 13, 14 months. And that seems way too long for a guy named Jay who plays a lot of softball.
But, Jay, you know, you've got a real opportunity here to find out some things about yourself. Why are you attracted to a 16-year-old? Because that's, you know, there's some problems there.
You don't think there's any problem with that, Jay?
Well, that's kind of why I'm calling. I don't think it's normal.
Right.
But,
right. It's not. And whether
know, when we were, if we were back in the 1900s, we would be could have been married by now and had five kids.
Yeah. I like that. I like when people like to shift time zones to figure out. Right. If it was 100 years from now, you'd be flying your hovercraft over to her schoolyard to pick her up. That's a very valid point, Jay. You'd be dead too if you were born back then.
No, but Jay, there's not
a die or something.
Right, there's an opportunity here for some like self analysis, and you realize there's a problem. Have you been to a therapist? Have you dealt with any kind of issues in the past? Do you have any family problems?
No, good family. She's got a nice family.
All right. Well, look, here's the thing. Here's the situation. You know, Jay says she's attractive. She's nice. She plays a good, knows how to turn a double play. Why not? Well, why not? Is it she's 14 years younger than you are or so? And everybody wants to do this stuff all the time. It's just we don't do it. This is what separates us from the animals. People have a little trouble with impulse control in this country, I've noticed. It's like, I want to, so what's wrong with it? If I want it, then it should be okay. It's not. I mean, it's fine. It's fine to fantasize. People want to kill people all the time. People want to leave their families and leave their kids and go take off with their secretary and go to some island in Tahiti. People want to bang cute 15-year-olds. People want to steal money when people aren't looking. I mean, everyone fantasizes about this stuff all the time, all day long. The difference between good people and bad people is good people don't do it.
They don't act on their
own. Yeah, it's not that they don't ever think of it. It's that they don't act on it. And if you act on it, then that makes you a bad person.
Right.
And but you should know
there's
that.
There's a huge difference developmentally and matched.
What, between Jay?
29-year-old and 16-year-old.
Not
and
Jay. The
16-year-old should be exploring certain curiosities about the opposite sex. And Jay at 29 should be a fully matured male with totally different interests and desires.
He should be.
And so there's a real problem there somewhere.
But Jay, even if the law didn't say it was wrong, which it does, by the way, it would be wrong anyway, and you should have a compass in your brain that lets you know about that.
And he should explore this further and find out why he's attracted to the 16-year-old. So,
all right,
sentence has been passed. He's passed the sentence on himself. He's exhibited that behavior, and he needs to find out.
Good enough.
Age of consent in South Carolina is only 14.
Well, let me go on a quick jag here, by the way. Why do we need a different age of consent for every goddamn state in this union? Now, you want to buy a pack of smokes, you got to be 18. You want to have a booze, you got to be 21. You want to enlist in the Army, you got to be 18. You want to vote, you got to be 18. I think there are things we can agree on age-wise that just seem to make sense. You don't have some state saying, oh, the drinking age is 13 and a half, and over here it's 28. No, we've all agreed it's 21. We've all agreed you can vote at 18. Get a driver's license, all basically the same thing. But the age of consent varies quite a bit. And if you're a guy, and I've made this argument, like if you grew up in Hawaii where it's very low, and people aren't too smart, and you've grown up in Hawaii, you grew up in a place where the age of consent was 14, and you were there until you're 30, and then you came out to Arizona, and you said, oh, there's a hot 17-year-old, I think I'll do her up, and you got arrested, you'd be confused. Or they should post it everywhere. Put it on the milk cartons. You know what I'm saying? Why does this need to vary so much?
Well,
can we just agree on 18?
I think states that started out more agricultural, kids, people went off to work, and they quit school. They went off to work in the fields when they were 12, 13 years old.
I understand. I understand
why it hasn't changed to reflect modern society's practices and beliefs.
Doesn't it seem...
You wonder what the politicians are up to in those states.
Doesn't it seem like this could just be... How much outrage would there be in North Carolina if somebody said, I just want to raise it to 18 like the other states? Would people be marching on the state capitol? Do you know what I'm saying? This is an outrage. Well, I'm a 45-year-old man who likes to bang the bejesus out of 15-year-olds, God damn it, and I have a right to do it. So says the North Carolina Constitution.
You can't imagine anybody would raise it.
Right. Let's just make it 18, and we wouldn't have to answer all these questions.
New Mexico's got 2, and for homosexuals, it's only 13. But for everybody
else,
it's like 16.
Wow. Really?
Actually, it says under 13 is okay, too.
That's the other thing, too. You really you got to get some sort of when I travel with a laminated age of consent cheat card in my wallet, just like a lot of people use to figure out how to tip and stuff like that. And I'll just, from state to state, figure out, well, I can nail a game. I know in New Mexico I can get a 13-year-old homo, but I got to wait till the chicks are 16. I sort of plan my travels on it. I'll skip certain states where it's older, and you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. All right. Just can't make it 18 across the board. That would be too complicated for people, or...
Here's a question. This question, I don't think this caller won't frustrate you. This is
a straightforward question. Shelly. Oh.
Hi.
You're 20?
Yeah.
What's up?
I just wanted to ask you, what's become of Boobville?
Boobville was something I spoke about like 6 years ago on this show.
Yeah.
And people won't let me forget it. But here's my deal. I don't have a lot of follow through. You understand?
Yeah, I understand. You know,
right.
Sitting on the couch watching TiVo.
That's right. That's right. So... I've let that dream of Boobville go.
Even Adam has matured.
No, I run out of energy even with my own stuff.
So, Shelly, did you have an interest in Boobville? Or
no, I'm done with her.
Okay.
For Rob?
Yeah.
You're 18?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, I'm very shy when it comes to, you know, making a move with a girl. And it just, I've never had a girlfriend because of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, it gets at me because you know, they think, like, even one girl told me, you know, when I asked her out, when I finally got the courage, that she thought I was gay.
Well, but you ask her out, right?
Yeah, but she laughed and said, oh, I thought you were gay.
No, she didn't.
Trust me, she didn't.
That's cruel.
But I'm a very sensitive person, you know, but I'm, you know, fully straight, you know?
How gay are you?
All right.
Huh?
Yeah, that sounds like bi to me.
Oh, well, I mean...
You ever been with a guy?
No.
Okay.
No, so, but,
Yeah. Is there any girls you're particularly interested in?
Yeah, there's this one that I'm interested in, and, mm-hmm. you know, she's single.
Mm-hmm.
And I've talked to her for about, like, a week or two, but I want to get to know her better.
Yeah, where do you know her?
From work.
From work?
Yeah.
Where do you guys work?
At IKEA.
IKEA?
Yeah.
Jeez. And what do you do over there, drive one of those electric forklifts?
No, I'm actually a cashier.
Uh-huh. Great place. There's 800 people in line.
Oh, I know. But,
Yeah, I know. I love that place, but the line's going. But listen, let's do a little role-playing. What's her name?
Her name's Allie.
Allie. Yeah. That's a good name.
All right.
All right, Haley's going to be Allie.
All right, I'll try.
All right, now here's the deal.
All right.
You guys are at work, but you're both on break.
All right.
And you're back in the break room there, sitting next to the giant Allen wrench mascot guy, and you're enjoying a Swedish meatball.
Right.
Now you got to go back on in the shift there. You got to go back in about 6-8 minutes, all right?
All right.
So Allie pulls her tray of Swedish meatballs up next to you, and you say,
"Yeah, I'm making the
action.
Move." Yeah, yeah, Allie's making the move.
Well, you're just
so
sitting down.
You're halfway there.
You're just
okay.
Sitting down.
Okay.
All right. Go ahead. Start off with some small talk about a futon or something, and then a little business, a little shop talk, and then work your way into it, all right?
All right.
And action.
All right. Hey, Allie.
Hey, what's going on?
Not much. So, lines are pretty long, huh?
Man, I'm glad I'm having this break with you.
Oh, really? Oh, that's cool. Yeah, enjoy the break time with you as well. Hey, Allie, I was wondering, before I go back to break, go back on the clock, I was wondering if, you know, you'd like to go to a concert with me.
How gay are you?
Allie, be quiet. Keep going. You're doing good.
That's, what concert?
It's actually my friend's band, uh-uh. And they're going to be playing next week.
Where are they playing?
At the House of Blues in Anaheim.
Wow, that sounds like so much fun. I'd love to.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Do you want my number? Come on, man.
Oh, okay. Would it be cool if I called you, you know?
Totally.
All right. Here's my 5-digit number. All right. That wasn't too bad, Rob.
All right.
That's good.
Yeah, but...
You just ask her out.
Just go. Seriously. What are you afraid of?
I don't know, but, like, I feel, you know, because I've been, you know, ever since I was a little kid, I've been teased, I've been, you know, so I have very low self-esteem.
Oh, come on, buddy.
Well, I mean, you know, I get afraid that, you know...
Yeah.
You gotta leave that back there.
Yeah, that's right.
You gotta forget about that and just move forward. She may really want...
Yeah.
You to make the move. Gotta try.
Okay.
All right.
All right,
Rara.
Okay.
That's why his buddies call him Silk. All right. We got to take a little break there. I think that helped the kid out a little.
Yeah. Hey, listen, you have to pay a lot of money for role-playing in a therapist's office.
Yeah. Haley, let me ask you a quick question. When a guy asks you out, do you hold it against him? I mean, maybe the question's
it's
loaded,
all about the approach.
It's about the approach.
It really
what
is.
If the guy stumbles a little on the approach?
Well, I don't know.
Then they project failure, and you feel like,
seriously,
oh, I don't want to go with this
guy. If he's going to project failure right at the beginning, then
really?
He's already shot
but
himself in the foot.
Even if the guy's cute, he seems like a good guy.
No, I've dated so many people that just doesn't go anywhere if they're...
Women are so brutal. Like if a guy was attracted to a girl that he worked with and she mustered the courage to come up and sort of fumble through a sort of half-assed, request for a date, a guy would think it was great. I mean, you wouldn't hold that against a girl ever. Wouldn't matter if she stuttered a little bit when she was asking. If we were into the girl, we'd
but
definitely be into it.
If I were asking out a guy, I would just go straight forward, and I wouldn't falter, even if I was nervous. That's just how I am.
I'm saying that you could vomit on our lap, and we'd be like, that's cute, that's cute. If we're into you, we'd be into you. And women are brutal this way. I mean, they really, there could be a guy who they thought was really cute at work and really nice. He comes up to finally ask her out. They should be elated that this guy they've sort of been keeping an eye on has finally approached him. And the guy could stammer a little bit and look down at his shoes, and it could be a deal breaker.
They test. It's a test. He's a wimp. He's not strong. They want to see somebody that's not going to fall apart because of possible rejection.
Hold on. This is getting pretty cathartic now. Keep going, Bruce. Keep going, buddy, because we're this close to a breakthrough. Come on. Let it out. Let it out. You want to cry? You cry. It's no shame here.
I tell you, looking at you, I want to cry.
All right. All right. We'll take a little break. Haley's here from Mr. Personality, and we'll be right back. Everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Bruce filling in for Dr. Drew. Haley is here tonight. She's the ball-busting minx from Mr. Personality. I didn't know this, but you approach her and you look down at your feet and you get the boot. Oh yes, she wants a man with confidence. And let that be a lesson to all you young bucks out there. Women do want that confidence. You know, when you see these guys, it's like, why is this guy this guy doesn't seem to be any better looking, any taller, any smarter, any whatever-er than the next guy. Why does he get all the dates? He's building success on success, and he's got a vibe and a rap, and women completely respond to that, whereas guys really, just really about how good looking you are.
That's all it is, yeah.
If you're nice. And look, we're looking for someone who's really good looking and not too confident.
Oh.
Too confident for a girl is a pain in the ass for a guy.
Well,
that's high maintenance.
It can be an overcompensation for insecurity. Then somebody like that's a real pain in the.
But I'm just saying, fellas, when you do that, we do that thing where it's like, gee, I don't know, maybe sometime if you know, and you don't like this stuff either. Like women don't like this, where a guy says, well, I don't know. What do you want to do? Well, I don't know. I'll do anything you want to do. And, you know, you want a guy to go, I know this great place. I'm not even going to tell you because I know you're going to love it, and I'll pick you up at 8.
That's
what they want, right?
That's it.
They want the guy to take charge just a little bit.
But it
better not be a strip bar they take her to.
No, you got to take her to the right place.
You got to do it right.
But you love that. You love it when the guy goes in the restaurant and people kind of know him and people take care of him. And, yeah, it's been there before.
Adam, you figured it all out.
Yep.
This is why they call you.
This is why they call me asshole.
No.
Oh, no. Why they call the show. I see.
I was driving along last week, and some kid calls and goes, you know that what would Jesus do thing? He says, I wear one that says, what would Adam Carolla do?
Nice.
And then I'm thinking, initials to that, whacked. Yeah, that kid's whacked.
Bruce, it's nice to know you're unfunny even when you're not on the show. That warms my heart.
Warms the cockles of your heart.
I used to think you're just being malicious by being unentertaining while you're on the show, and then you're wildly entertaining when you're off, but it's nice to know.
No, I come here to, you know, hone my ego strength. You know,
all
it's
right.
Just like get beat up on the ear.
You know I love you, buddy.
In front of all 40 people that are listening.
You know I love
50
you.
50 states.
Not quiet. Dan?
Hey, Adam and Bruce and Haley. I was just wondering, how do you apply to be on a reality show?
Well, are you asking how Haley got on, or?
Well, this is for Haley.
Well, you want to go on as a contestant?
I'm just interested in just how the process runs, you know?
Here's what I want to know from you, Dan.
Yeah.
Are you asking how Haley got on the show, or are you asking how do guys get on the show?
How did Haley apply and get on? Was there auditions or anything?
We discussed it, but she can tell you again.
There were casting calls across the country, but one of the casting directors had contacted me directly to be involved. But in order for you to explore something in, along the lines with reality shows, check the internet. There's always some kind of show going on, or you hear a lot of the promos through radio and such. But someone came to me, so
Right. Yeah. Yeah, she definitely wouldn't have a problem with that. So, Dan, are you an aspiring whatever?
Oh, I just really like her, you know, her in the show, and I think he's really pretty. And I just was wondering how she got that far in there.
Yeah, he just wanted to know about Haley. He's not looking to do anything himself, yeah. Right?
And I was just wondering if you guys need any sound effects. I have some. Sound effects.
What do you have?
Whatever.
I have a lion. You want to hear a lion?
Yeah. That's nice. We need a lion on this show. Kids got herpes. We do the lion. Yeah.
You want a cat scream?
Yeah. Now, what are you doing this off of your computer?
Yeah.
Why don't you and Anderson do dueling sound effects? We'll see who wins. All right. Go ahead.
Oh, me?
Yeah, you start, Dan. Is that a monkey?
What was that?
Yeah.
All right, that one sucked. Yeah, this first one goes to Anderson. Go ahead, Dan.
Oh, okay.
More monkeys?
That was very sorry.
Anderson scores again. All right.
Here's one.
All right.
Barf.
What was that?
Wet puke.
That was wet puke, all right. All right.
Boring.
Set, game, and match.
Okay.
Engineer Anderson, everybody. Don't eat that cake on the air, please.
Lactose?
No, this. I don't want to hear you guys slobbing into the microphone. That's all.
Okay.
It's Engineer Anderson's birthday, and he celebrated by kicking ass on Young Dan in the sound effects department. Yay. And let me tell you, no pea shooter with a Casio can come in here and expect to take Anderson's show. No, those are some pretty big K-Swiss to fill.
Yeah.
Let's talk to David, who's 15. David?
Yeah?
What's up?
I just like to say, Bruce, you suck.
Yeah.
Well, listen, when we hear your problem, we'll know who's really a loser.
And Anderson, you got the sorriest job in the world.
You got another question, Widow?
Bring it up.
Hurry up.
Hurry up.
Get out of my face right now. Push, you nasty thing.
We want to puke.
You press buttons for a living.
He does more than that. He slides things once in a while.
Man,
how dare you?
I can do the job.
Yeah, you're all talk. You got a message for Corolla?
You couldn't.
You
want to
tell Adam anything?
No,
you worship Adam, right?
Oh, no, yeah, Adam.
Yeah. All the psychopathic losers that call in worship Adam, so we know you got
Man,
a problem.
Bruce, you suck. Shut up.
Yeah, Bruce, quiet down.
It's all right, Dr. Bruce.
We're
shut up!
All right.
Do you have a serious question?
No, screw him. he just got done insulting everyone in the room.
Yeah, well, I got
a serious question.
Listen, this guy's got white crust around the tip of his penis.
Oh, he made it up, you jack off. I'm going to pick another call for it. Put more frosting on that cake for you. All right. Let's talk to Steve, who's 29. Steve?
Yeah, hello.
What's up?
Hey, I was calling up because the gal that called earlier that says she urinates when she has her orgasms.
Yes.
Well, I had a girlfriend that, when we first started having sex, she told me that she'd only had one orgasm. She'd been with a few guys, and she described that what happened was all this fluid came out, and the guy got really grossed out. And so I noticed that when we had sex, she was always really tense, and she could never relax. So mm-hmm. I just told her, hey, if this is going to happen, don't worry about it, you know. So
right.
We put some towels down underneath her, and that didn't work, and It took a couple months, but when she finally relaxed, for sure, she did pee.
Right.
And, you know, she was kind of, like, uptight about it, but I just told her, it's not a big deal. Don't worry about it. Just relax, because this is, you know, this is how you are.
Right. That's the way to do it.
So the one thing that I did have to do, though, was get a plastic liner for the bed, because it was enough pee. Even though she'd go pee beforehand, it was enough pee that it would soak the sheets, and we'd have to change the sheets afterwards.
I had a chick like this, and I had to put a gutter system on the bed. I actually put little scupper holes in the side, and then we just routed that. Ended up was able to tie it into the main line of the sewer and the upstairs bathroom, so it worked out pretty good. Hey, Steve?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. See, this is... Haley can't figure out whether she's in love with you or horribly repulsed by you. I think it's probably a little of each. But it's true, if a woman has a problem and she's feeling self-conscious and uptight about it, the way to do it is go, hey, baby, don't worry about it. I'll throw it out of town. We'll get it on.
Talk about it.
Yeah. It's game on. It's no problem.
It sounded like he was in a relationship as a therapist, or is just being a humanitarian there. It's interesting.
Well, he wanted to put her at ease.
He's
so
proud
she,
about his...
He was trying to free her up.
Right, so and then how long did the relationship last after he succeeded in that?
He got a...
Probably dumped her.
Actually got a detached retina from a from a urine spray, and that's where they broke up over that.
No, actually, we went out for about a year, and she never had another problem with orgasming. She got really regular at it. She even started to orgasm when we had sex through intercourse. So she did relax.
Exactly.
There is one thing, though, I'd like to, while I got you, Adam, I'd like to differ with you on something that you said about a year ago.
Go ahead.
Well, you know, you say this a lot where it's like... that guys have a certain time, you know, like some guys are a couple minutes and some guys are an hour and some guys are 3 hours or whatever.
Well, they basically come out of the shop that way. Some guys are able to vary it a little bit, but most it's pretty much your time, your orgasm time on a guy, mostly like your height or your eye color. You just sort of, that's sort of how you are. You can work on it, but not too much. Why?
Well, I disagree because I think that... I think guys tend to get too uptight when they're having sex. They don't open up when they're with women. And Bruce kind of hit on it, actually. I don't know if maybe you just picked that up, but I am actually in the therapy field. I do work with a lot of people.
Sure.
And I find that if you can get the guy to relax and he can talk, and, you know, when he's getting to that point where he's going to have his orgasm, that he's able to stop and slow down and they're able to work it out, that 2 or 3 minutes or 10 minutes can turn into a couple hours. But you have to be willing to take breaks. You have to be willing to stop. You have to be willing to open up and communicate and be intimate. And I don't think it's
Well, look, okay, here's what I'm going to say to defend my answer. If you want to stop before you have the orgasm and sit down and talk for a while and then begin humping and for another 45 seconds until you feel the urge again and then stop and have a 10-minute chalk talk before you get it on again, yes, you can prolong it. Here's what I'm saying. The guy who is going to have the orgasm in 2 minutes is almost sort of genetically wired to do that. And, yes, there are ways you can get around it. You can go hang out with Sting and do Kegel exercises and go to the mountain and talk to the guru and stop. Yeah, there's tons of stuff you can do about it. But guys aren't willing to go see therapists and go get into biofeedback and stuff for the nut-busting problem. So it's not that there's nothing you can do about it. It's just practically guys really don't. And even then, that guy would never be as good as a guy who just had unlimited willpower. And like I said, just came from the womb.
How nihilistic.
You just... Guys like myself. Thank you. Thank you.
Notice the therapist, the professional, agreed. He said, I hit it on the head. Isn't that what he said?
No. Yeah. Therapists are great. Yeah, it's just basically, it's just his girlfriend's vagina becomes his patient. He's just trying to work on it.
Yeah, Steve's working
You've got to open up, baby.
He's blurred the boundary between patient and girlfriend.
All right. I'm going to let you guys eat this ice cream cake. We're going to take a quick break. Haley's here from Mr. Personality. 9 o'clock, Monday night. Fox, we'll take a break. We'll be right back. Everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Bruce. Doing a fine job filling in for Dr. Drew tonight. He's convalescing at home. He'll be in here tomorrow night. We'll hear all about his hernia surgery. Haley's here from Mr. Personality. Tomorrow night drops down to two guys. So 9 o'clock on Fox. Don't want to miss that. Got a question for Haley over here. Ryan?
Hey.
You're 19. What's up?
Hey, I was actually on a reality show as well, and I wanted to know if
You say you were?
Yeah.
Which one?
Tail Daters.
Tail Daters.
Yeah, on MTV.
Huh?
Man, I think I rented that over the weekend. Tail Dating.
Yeah, like, sounds like a gay porn, but
yeah.
Nice. I just wanted to know, like, if they manipulated her like they manipulated me. Like, they lied to her about somebody else or talked up somebody they thought would look good with her for good television.
Oh, that's awful. That happened to you?
Yeah, like, the producers would be like, oh, yeah, she's trashing you. Oh, you should hear what she's saying to me and stuff like that. And, like, oh, she's a horrible, horrible girl. Like, oh, she's a jerk. And then they said the same thing to her about me.
Oh, no. Not for now. If you were to talk to the guys, it could be a different story. Because unless they were as catty as they are coming across in the show. But, I'm not sure. They certainly didn't do that with me. No, not at all.
Yeah, because, I mean, I was thinking it's like Fox, so you never know.
Oh, you can't pick on Fox now.
Yeah. There's no way MTV. Come on.
Yeah, that's true. MTV is pretty...
Well, the good news is no one's ever seen Tail Gators or Tail Daters.
Not Tail Gators.
I corrected myself, jackass. All right.
Well, we didn't ask him if he was traumatized or scarred by that experience.
Ryan sounds like a prick. I mean, let's be honest.
Well, now he's traumatized for sure. So.
Well, I mean, all these guys... Most of the guys that call in who have a beef with people, you end up hating their guts about 30 seconds into the call, you know? And then you kind of wonder, well, maybe the people that had a beef with them, maybe they were on to something. You know what I'm saying?
Well, those are impressive clinical insights you have.
Ryan didn't sound like a dynamite guy, did he? No.
Sound like he maybe a sensitive guy.
Pretty bitter about his experience.
Yeah. All right. Are they going to do another Mr. Personality?
I don't know.
Mrs. Personality.
I don't. Can you imagine the reverse if it was one guy and he'd have to go out with 20 women who are?
Yeah.
I don't know if that'll work.
They'd have to put them in
barrels.
They'd have to put them in coffins.
Yeah. Right.
Exactly.
Speak from a box.
Yeah. Talk through your breathe hole. Then the guy'd be trying to get his penis through the hole. It'd be a disaster.
Guys wouldn't take the risk.
Get guys at the end of the thing. If the chick was just wearing that thing that covered up their nose and cheeks, the guy'd be like, "Keep it on.
Yeah,
that's fine.
That's right.
We're cool. Mouth's open. I can see your cans. Everything's fine. Why ruin it by taking the mask off? Yeah, if a guy could look at the woman's body and the woman could wear what she wanted, he pretty much make his decision.
Be a different show.
Yeah. Yeah, they're gonna have to wrap them in duct tape or something. All right. So they haven't talked to you about doing a sequel or doing a Mrs. Personality or any of that.
No.
All right. Or Miss. Beth?
Hi.
Hey, you're 20. What's up?
I just want to say, first of all, that I love your show, and I've tried to call a few times, but it's always busy. So I guess a lot of other people do, too. So a lot of people are listening, even if you guys make jokes about.
Thanks, baby doll. Well, that's Bruce. He's bitter because he's going to come back tomorrow. Possibly ever. Go ahead.
See.
First of all, I just had a question for Haley. Isn't it weird kissing guys that are wearing a mask?
Ooh.
I was actually talking to Dr. Bruce about it in the commercials, because, but after a while, what I saw before me was somebody, I knew there was a real human being behind the mask, so I had to kind of put that aside.
Yeah,
and
so it was just difficult at first.
Certainly the first show, especially when, I don't know if you saw it, but the first show, they're like clones, and they're all wearing these dark, creepy masks, so that was a little uncomfortable. But after a while, it was the only thing that I had to go on with these guys, so I kind of pushed it aside, yeah.
Okay, well, interesting. Well, I called because, I started on the pill about, I'm taking right now Ovacon, and I started it about a year ago, over a year ago. I started in December of 2001, I think.
Right.
About a year ago, I started having two periods a month. I have one period 1 week into my cycle, and right now it's actually lasting about 1.5 weeks, and then I start my period during the placebo pills. And so... I'm on my third type of birth control pill, and I'm on one. I'm in the third month right now, and it's Ovacon, which has more progesterone, I guess, than most birth control medications.
Bruce's head's going to explode here. Hey, Pat, you seem like you've done a fair amount of experimentation with this. And, I mean, much more than I think Bruce could convey in the next minute or
my,
so.
My major problem is that because of the increased progesterone, I don't have any sex drive. I never want to have sex.
Right,
and well. I was just wondering if... you guys had any suggestions of how I could overcome that?
You should get on another pill. You should have your pill adjusted, right?
Yeah. Well, yes, which is a process. I mean, like I said, it's the third pill, and it's still causing this.
All right. Hold on a second. What about some women that just don't take well to hormones in general? I mean, she's on her third pill. It's not working out for her.
No. That's not the way it works. It's what you're doing is you're mimicking your body's hormone production, and, you know, she just needs to get the right pill. They're triphasic pills. They're different types
she's
of
done
pills.
Three.
I don't know who's. It doesn't matter.
Are there 10 different ones she could do?
Yeah, well, I don't know that she's been on three different types. So
well, I would assume if she's going on three different pills, there's someone trying to work.
Have you discussed in as much detail as you've explained it to us this with your gynecologist?
Yes.
Okay. And have you been on three different type pills or just different dosages? Because, you know...
Well, one was...
There's progestin only...
One was a continuous dose of the
right.
same. And then there's... And
triphase.
I've done two that were...
Triphasic.
Different levels of hormones. Really, what my question... Because I know that I can go to my doctor and discuss...
Boring
that.
Bit.
My question is, what can I do now? I mean, to get myself in the mood for my boyfriend.
Just start having sex with him.
Well, I am. I do.
No.
All right. That's
really,
it.
Going back to that, because taking the pill can affect your sex drive, and there are other things that can be done. There are other tests. Maybe she...
All right. Back to the gynecologist. Yeah. She already knows that part. But, I mean, unfortunately, that's the answer.
Yeah, we're not going to tell her to take ecstasy.
But
I mean,
also, you can kickstart yourself a little bit just by getting into the swing of things. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just start having sex. Before you know it, you're... having sex.
Yeah.
Is this my logic here?
Take a little Vicodin tonight, take some codeine, smoke a little heroin.
There. Good advice from Drew. Hey, that's the show, everybody. I want to thank Haley for coming in here for Mr. Personality. Fox, everybody, tomorrow night, Monday night, 9 o'clock. Hearing a little last second popping in my headphones before we get out of here. Nice meeting you.
Yes.
Good luck to you.
Thank you.
You're a delight. And come back if you get another show. I was going to say come back anytime, but the show's going to be over in a couple of weeks. Let's be realistic. You got to get on to something
else.
Bruce, never come back.
No,
Bruce,
back.
A wonderful job filling in for the ailing Dr. Drew, who's going to be in here tomorrow night, God willing. Bruce, always.
Where's Dr. Drew?
Always a delight to see you, my friend.
Yeah.
Always a delight.
Good to be here.
So, until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Bruce saying mahalo. Haley, what do you think?
Man.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.